Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. For the 9th adventure of Acquisitions Incorporated, the gang makes its way to Baldur's Gate to set up a new franchise office during episodes 34 through 38 of Dungeon Delve. But there are a few problems, not the least of which are an annoying servant named Jeff, a troll, and a few dozen Flaming Fist mercenaries. Once all that is dealt with, sort of, in the first session at PAX East 2015, the action moves to the Underdark for PAX Prime. There, the team meets a drow outcast and his panther companion at an inn made out of the remains of a huge purple worm.
And this is just me. This is all me. I've never mentioned this to anybody. Yeah. I know that's a bad idea.
Just make an insight check.
Okay.
No. You don't know anything.
Yeah, you pretty much think she's going to fuck you over.
Okay. Okay. And I felt that way for a while now, right?
Yeah.
You are convinced of it, whatever it is.
But you think she does have a genuine fondness for all of you.
Anyone what? In particular?
You're pretty sure she's got the hots for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Creepy.
All right, I got the number of the beast ready on
all
the
right.
D6s. We're good.
Where are the robots?
Ooh.
Three robots.
Yep.
In the foyer.
In the foyer? All right.
Yep. And these robots are full of liquor, right? I mean, they're full of oil.
Yeah, they can be full of bronze bottom ale.
Yes. These robots are going to have a very, very short but explosive life.
They cost a lot R&D wise. Just to say.
Yeah, so but bombs that can run is a pretty good plan.
Also,
so we're gonna load them up with a bronze bottom ale.
Two of them can transform into ballistas.
I think it's ballistae.
Wow.
No,
okay, only really? One now only one can.
It's a ballista again, you fuck. All right, so.
Can they combine to form Boozator?
So we'll just put
you form the head.
Oh, wow, it's, yeah, a little.
Yep. Yes,
I'm worried.
Sir, I'm gonna help.
Your sister was hurt so badly previous time.
She's fine.
I know she's fine, but I worry in the scrum. Yeah. Like, we work together as a team,
right?
We need someone we can trust.
We can trust
like
her.
Like manning the training dummies, that training room for when they get in there, we need somebody there who knows when to pull the trigger.
Right.
And, as opposed to, like, we want some of these things, like, front line. And I would hate to see something to happen to her in the front line.
I think she can probably handle herself.
She is, you know.
Well, VR, you're with me in the exercise room, aren't you?
You're, yeah, I am.
Anyway, so we've apportioned this. Binwin?
Yeah.
Beholder.
I'm in it.
Right. Portentia, Iron Woman.
Okay.
Right?
I animate into the beholder. Dun,
right. dun, 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 one thing you know about the beholder is it's got two seats.
Yeah.
One station controls the I-beams and one controls motion.
Ah, shit.
You can get Jeff to pilot it.
No, Jeff's and
you can
got
shoot
a job.
The beams.
Now, fucking, I'm not sitting in a goddamn beholder
you
with Jeff.
You know what?
You can call me
here.
Over. Portentia. I'll ride a tank with you.
You will?
Portentia. Yeah.
You got Clugo. He's another dwarf.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Clugo.
Clugo. Son of a bee. All right. Who's riding in this thing with you?
Me and Clugo, the other dwarf.
You and Clugo. I love it.
Team Dwarf.
Just
dwarf
like,
style.
Just like every other
Hashtag Team Dwarf.
Star Wars.
I found this flint dagger laying around, and I'm thinking maybe... Super,
you want me to take a look at it?
If you could, that'd be awesome.
Listen, I know a dagger guy. Oh, let me have him come over.
Faerun Poncho.
That was Jack Dye. 14.
You think that this is a very powerful magic item. You think that this magic item, in addition to having some fire delivery properties, also has the ability to like open up a planar gate.
No shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some serious biz.
So I'm glad that you stole it.
Is this ability to disperse fire and control a planar, can I control the planar gate, or am I gonna use this and I burst into fire and go to hell?
Yeah. It's both.
What do I think?
Are they separate functions, or?
As you coalesce your thoughts on this, the alarm goes off.
Oh boy. Yes, why don't you use it completely untested and untrained? Yes.
I feel good with
and
the risk.
Those okay, in the I, front, I get it back. Those in the front room, which is Jeff.
Jim, and the Jim, robots.
And his roboids.
And the roboids.
With no orders. And Jeff to command them.
Uh-oh. It's a lot of people.
Who are these guys?
What the shit?
Oh my god.
Ragnaros.
You can see him if you look through the doorway. A couple people.
So those of you who are, actually nobody's in an adjacent room, so you guys just hear the alarm.
Yes, and screams.
No screams.
I'm never going to feel good about Jeff.
Poor Jeff.
Neither is Jeff.
The brightest stars burn quickest.
We can put that on a little plaque.
Yeah, underneath his charred
tombstone.
Yeah.
Jeff's like, crackle, crackle, crackle. Have a magical day, motherfuckers. Fuck you, Jim Dark Dragon! Omen?
Yeah.
You've got, you've watched this all on video.
Yeah.
On your palette.
On my viewing stones.
Yeah. Yes, on your viewing stones. And they start to storm into the main hall.
As soon as I hear the alarm,
oh,
I gotta
shit,
get in
the
there.
The chandeliers!
Right, so.
And they, yeah.
Crank this thing up.
I am. Don't worry.
Hold on. Assuming I heard the alarm, I gotta be able to get in there.
Before all the chandeliers are broken?
Yeah!
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely right next door? Okay.
You're going
that's
in there?
Jim.
Are you crazy?
That's Jim.
This,
yeah!
That's me. Yeah, I have the cape.
I assumed I had
Yeah, but
the
feel
cape.
Free to move Jim in there. Yeah.
Well, Jim, I mean, well, hold
on. Don't forget, you also have a broom flying.
I still have my flying broom.
You sure do.
That's going to be Minsk.
That's Minsk.
Yeah. That's you.
Are you sure that is, like...
So when he opens
the
door...
This is a woman. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Have you thought about
Minsk
the numbers?
Minsk will follow you.
Yeah.
I go, Minsk!
I am armed to the teeth and packing a hamster!
That's French.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to, I mean, I'm going to be a part of this, so I go with him.
No! We loved you.
All right.
Initiatives. Everybody can roll. Oh man, what? A natural 20?
A natural 20.
Woo!
That's right. Oh, you want to hear the funny part? I have a negative one initiative, so 19.
So you're plus four.
Plus four, so 16.
All right.
11.
Benwin!
19.
Hey, that's very good.
Jim?
21.
Ooh.
21.
I forgot to ask, do I know what this owl does?
Yeah, what you do, it's a figurine about that big. When you throw it down on the ground, it becomes a life-sized owlbear that does as you command.
All right.
You got to say, I choose you.
Owlbear.
Yeah. That might be turn one.
Yeah, maybe.
And Jim, you are the first to act. Oh. These villains were standing here looking at the chandeliers going, those are some damn nice chandeliers.
Yeah, see?
So, just... I mean, we got a lot of minis here. What am I looking at?
Shitstorm. We have got a guy who looks like fire encased in armor.
Nice.
Okay.
A creature looks just like that, a sort of orange-skinned, burning...
Snake man.
We've got a fire elemental with sort of weird vestigial arms.
Seen it.
You got the tiefling with her two lava children. This guy here appears to be some sort of cultist whose sort of mantle and cloak is on fire, and there's smoke coming off his back.
Great.
He's like a lead singer-looking dude.
Yeah. These two guys are totally encased in metal armor that's sort of sharp and jagged, and where their hearts should be, you see a hole with a fireball inside it.
Christ.
God damn it.
And then there are four members of the Flaming Fist militia.
I'm glad Jeff is dead.
Okay. Now, all of my spells are fire. I assume they take double damage.
What? No, they'll never expect it.
Okay, now there's an owlbear. Do I still get to act, or is...
Yes.
Is that my action, or do I still get to...
Activation is simpler or free?
I'm going to give you that one for free.
You're a cool
free
guy.
Owlbear.
With free every owlbear. all right, I am going to do a... God, everything I have is fire. So I want to use prestidigitation. Says that I can instantly snuff out a campfire.
Okay. These guys, the fire in
yeah.
the heart.
The guy with the fire in his heart. I point at his heart, and I just want it to go out.
All right.
Work smarter, not harder.
You have to save against that. It's DC 14.
Flip, 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 flip. Flip, 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 flip. This is real D&D, folks. This is the authentic shit.
Oh, there he is.
It's like 13,
failed.
Right? Ooh. Ha! Let's see what happens.
All right.
He gets pissed off.
His fireball goes out, and he just looks up and falls back.
Woo!
Nice.
You can't count on that save, though, right?
No, I can't. At the very end of that, I go, fighting retreat?
Yeah.
Minsk will turn to you and say, yes, get back. Hold the fort.
He's got to lean into it.
Keep the home fires burning. And if we're not back, call the president. And...
I like this guy.
Minsk is a religion, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he will throw himself at big, tall snake guy.
The fire snake.
Yes, and he says, go for the eyes, boo! Go for the eyes! Viari. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Binwin.
Binwin?
I'm next.
You're awesome. what
you
your...
are awesome.
All right.
You steer this thing out?
Iron.
Team Dwarf.
Iron, Storm, and I activate the Beholder's
yes.
arc reactor.
No, yes. You can see it, right? Like all the stalks
all the eyes
like,
come
up.
On.
And yeah. then like the slit over the main eye just goes.
And we start moving through into the brewery.
Okay.
How does it work?
Basically, you can get there
okay.
and
yeah.
your movement is done.
Oh.
Now,
oh,
wow. are these doors open?
Yeah.
And these are beams, right? They're rays.
Yes.
I would try it. Don't do the disintegration ray, but I bet through this door. I bet this is
do
my
I
order.
Have line of sight?
There is some cover. There's a big ass trampoline, kind of.
But
in
you,
the way.
But it's the only thing you'll be able to do this turn since they're rays.
All right. Right.
We had OSHA in here, and they recommended that the trampoline be flush with the floor.
Oh, okay.
So I have
no, that game is like,
no cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, my ray choices are disintegration, death,
Charles,
Romano.
Turn. Turn to stone, petrify,
okay.
and then a bunch of other lesser impressive ones.
Ice?
Ice fire.
I will do ice fire or ice? I'll do ice. At
it's got
the,
a switch.
If I can hit the flaming or the yeah, fire
snake.
Armor guy.
Just
guy?
Yes.
Snake Plissken.
All right.
I guess I'm rolling a d20.
You are.
In the parlance of our times.
Yeah.
And I will add.
Okay, let's wait. Modifiers.
Anything could happen.
You never know.
Maybe it's magic.
All right. Your ray misses.
Bwonk, bwonk.
Am I using my actions for this thing, or does it have its... Oh, so I can roll... I get three actions per turn.
Oh, well then. Let's do that.
All right.
Just start...
Freeze ray again.
Oh!
That's better. That's better. It's higher.
Nice.
It's pretty high. I don't think there's a higher number on there.
No.
Okay, so you do max damage.
All right, which
and on
is...
on top of that... I would like you to roll 5d6.
Wow.
What the fuck is going on with this bee?
2, 3.
Oh, Benwin. Wow. Bronze bottom.
Math!
Okay. What a shit show.
4, 6,
yeah, at least
13.
The numbers are low so you can add them quickly, right?
So you do.
Wow. Hey, that was uncalled for, man.
You do 43 points of damage.
He just hit for 43.
Okay, it's still pretty good.
Jerry. But Jerry hit me for more damage than that. I don't like numbers. They're not my friends. That's why I draw.
Scott?
Yeah.
Benwin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm back! This is
Omen,
your little one.
Yes.
From your master control center.
That's right. So I'm seeing all of this happen.
Yes.
So far away.
Yes.
Is it air conditioned?
Of course.
Nice.
And you've got the room arranger at your control.
It's fun.
Oh, you can move them while we battle.
That's right. It might get kind of raw in there. Right? So how many rooms can I move with one push of the button?
As many as you like.
Oh, shit.
I just got an incredible idea. Now, in a room, you know, in a fortress such as this, it seems to me, especially where there's so many alchemical experiments and things like that, I mean, it's clearly a building of incredible manufacturer, and it seems likely to me that there would be some mechanism by which a room could either be isolated or have a sprinkler.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
I punch the sprinkler button. Now, do I have to roll for that?
It doesn't take a roll to roll the button,
yeah.
But you're like, sprinkler system, sprinkler system.
The override, where's the override?
Where's the override? Make an insight check to find the sprinkler controls.
Yeah.
20.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's not natural, but it is 20.
It is, okay.
I assume you want it local to one area?
Yes, yes, specifically the main hall. I flip up the protection guard over it and then just pound it with the bottom of my fist.
Yes, all the chandeliers begin to spew rain.
See? Chandelier. These chandeliers are great, aren't they, guys?
They're pretty nice.
I would like you to roll 3d6.
I can, and I will.
Water, the enemy of fire.
It's natural enemy. Okay, well, 9 is
at least they're low
sort
numbers,
an...
so you can add them up.
9 is an average roll.
Yes. Okay.
9 is a number.
That seems to make this guy a little bit smaller. This guy looks a little bit weaker. Damn. The salamander is just unhappy at this point. You douse the flames on the fire cultist's robes.
Oh man, he just got those robes.
And I'm super pissed about my hair now.
Yes. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're going like, to have that metal band thing. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
By far the biggest casualty.
Really?
Your hair.
Right. Thank you.
It looks kind of anime, though.
Oh, yeah.
It goes down now.
Yep.
Yeah, one eye.
The cultist is like, my Hunger Games cosplay.
Viari.
Okay.
You're in the room. You see the chandeliers are sort of hanging. They got ropes. You can cut them. You can swing on them. You can do all kinds of stuff.
This is your time to shine.
This is your time to shine.
It's your natural environment.
This is. I was raised by chandeliers.
You were raised in the chandeliers.
where's my sweet spot in terms of like bringing them down on the maximum like mortal contingent here to like thin out this crowd? If I can get her and this cultist, I will get that, or like over here.
Right.
What's this or? Why don't you just do it all?
Well, if I can get them all.
Yeah, if you want to do some elaborate sort of swing, cut, swing, drop, swing.
That would be nice. Yeah. Now, here's the real question,
drop
though.
Drop and shand.
This seems like it might be an unexpected avenue of attack, and they are engaged with other opponents. Can I sneak attack with a chandelier?
What? Has this ever happened?
You have spent the past 2 years preparing for just such a contingency.
He spent the last 2 years eating tiny pieces of chandelier.
So, I will have you make
totally unnecessary.
I will have you make chandelier sneak attacks on everybody. Let's do this in group, starting with Vanifer and her two little freakish boys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kill them, please.
This is where it's just going to go all
that red rum shit
awful.
Is freaking me out.
And just roll once for all of them.
Okay, six.
Oh, yerks.
Well, no, hold on. No, does it help at all that six is the number of the beast? And Dungeons and Dragons has historically been associated with the worship of the devil.
Why would you bring that up?
Too soon?
Too soon?
So that's 13.
13's not bad.
What? Sneak attack. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Advantage on a sneak attack.
Yes. You get to drop another die.
Thank you.
Glad someone read the rule book.
Hey.
So, 17.
That is going to hit them all.
Okay.
What is chandelier damage?
Yeah, I know he's got a table in there.
Yeah, sure.
Chandelier, chess piece, refrigerator.
So, once the chandelier ropes are cut, that basically causes these blades to snap out.
They're weaponized?
Of course.
Well, it's probably this lich.
Oh, yeah.
I bet everything in here has got some kind of pointy bit.
Thanks, and as they
Ray.
Fall, they kind of spin around real
what?
Fast. So I'd like you to roll 3d10. And
what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to harvest more d10s to even roll this damage. Yeah.
14. 14 there, and the sneak attack damage?
Yep.
Ugh. Jeez.
10, 13, so 27.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. We'll take it.
The blades don't seem to have any effect on the lava children. They literally just pass through them as if the lava children were ghosts.
Yeah.
But they chew up Vanifer pretty good, and she's actually pinned under it.
Yay!
Oh, God. That is scary.
It's like a bad
shit.
Trip to IKEA.
Let's roll for these.
The last trip.
The
Let's
last
roll for
trip
these
to
four,
IKEA.
These five dudes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same damage.
You can roll damage again if you like.
Oh,
20.
23 on just the D10s, dude.
23, shit. 26, 29, 34.
30,
oh. Yeah.
You're all dead. You slice up all of the Flaming Fist guys, and the Fire Elemental is quite hurt.
Nice.
And then...
Save some for the rest of us.
Now, I will say, I'm a team player. I don't want to drop one on Minsk.
Oh, okay.
Now, does that mean I have to ignore this whole cluster?
No, you can just ignore these two and drop it on these two.
Guys, I take it back about the chandeliers.
I admit when I was wrong.
Is he isolated, or will I be able to get him too, maybe?
He is isolated.
Yeah, okay. He's over there.
Okay.
He's isolated, like not just in the thing, but he also feels disconnected from other people.
Oh, I think you picked up.
You can tell from his clothes.
That got me.
12, 19.
Yep. That's going to hit him both.
Damn. Roll all dice.
And win.
10, 23.
All right. Wow. Excellent. Nice turn, Biari.
Yeah. Hey, man.
This is my room.
The bad guys get to go. I'll deal with the ones that are threatening you guys directly, namely fiery guy on you, Jim.
Okay.
Armored guy on you, Viari.
Fire, your one weakness.
I have a lot, actually.
And fire guy on your owlbear.
No!
Yes! This is the owlbear.
Chewy!
Jim, does a 22 hit you?
Oh, just barely.
Yeah.
Which is to say double.
All right.
My armor.
The armored fiery guy, the fire elemental Myrmidon, or yep. So he is called, hits you... Oh, he gets three attacks, sorry.
Oh,
he hits you three times with his scimitars.
Okay.
Three-ish.
Scimitars, your one enemy. Your one weakness.
Twin scimitars.
My one weakness, Christ. Being stabbed by physical objects.
Every time, it gets me every time.
You take a total of 21 points of damage.
How many do you have?
What do you mean 21? Well,
do I?
Okay.
How you doing?
Now,
not great.
Rogues used to have like an interposition, like I could, if
get some of his damage.
I could like help him save for half. Is that not there anymore?
Shit. I'm coming, buddy.
Yeah.
You've had a busy turn, my friend.
I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he can't just do that and make a smoothie, right?
No, but you can, Omen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have the smoothie thing right here.
Exactly.
Actually, I have cunning action.
Okay.
Which would give me a cunning action.
Yes.
One.
Makes sense.
So I could use an object, I think. That's about it.
So I do a card trick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But no,
but there
I,
are
I,
objects
I,
was
I,
this I, your card?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've been swinging on chandeliers. I don't think I can do
the
it.
Dagger.
The dagger.
But I've already attacked a whole bunch.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I would try to do it, they won't let me.
We're going to move Portentia one room over so she's with the beholder.
Nice.
Go get him, sis.
All right.
Yeah, we do have a lich.
Oh, the lich does have an action. He's going to say, bravo! Bravo!
Well done.
Walk on!
Keep calm and fight elementals.
I'm not dead.
Okay.
But I can see dead from here.
I'm not dead, but it's kind of
the
same as
being dead. Shout out to you, Benwin, and say, make sure to bring it back intact.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, does your beholder robot have a healing eye?
No.
No. No.
Head try.
It's designed to do the other thing.
Is it anti-healing?
Yeah.
That's a specialty.
Jim?
Maybe I can kill you so far that you come all the way around, back to alive.
And feel great.
Yeah.
You're up, Jim.
Yeah, I need to, like I said, I have fire. I need to think about some these other spells here.
Yeah.
You might need to think about running.
Well,
I
want to get out. Absolutely. I'm just trying to figure out which way I want to go.
Don't trip over the trampoline.
So I take a real quick look before I get out of here. Which of these, can I tell just by sort of looking at them, which one is the strongest? Like which
the
is
one
the
you're fighting.
Okay.
Oh, the Myrmidon?
Yeah.
See, you wouldn't think it by looking at him.
No.
How about this? If he's
Mintz will turn to you and say, you can leave.
Yeah, I know.
I've got him covered.
I don't need your permission. I'm going to try to do a couple things, if you'll let me. I want to go back into the exercise room.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in front of the door. I'm going to come over here to the side.
Okay.
And I am going to use Disguise Self. And I am going to make myself look like that strongest guy.
Jeff.
I want to turn into the fire guy with the scimitars.
Okay. That he's not technically a humanoid, so that's kind of beyond your capability. Did I just say
Jim's
that?
Jim's capability?
You might have to sacrifice a few doves to make that happen.
Do you want me to give up something to do it, or can I not do it?
Normally, the spell would not allow you to do it.
All right,
so
then
You have to...
You have another plan?
Yeah.
You have to seduce me with your cleverness.
Yeah. I'll make myself look like her, the tiefling.
Okay.
Well, because she's underneath of the thing, right? I mean,
yeah. All right. That you can do.
Okay. I do those two things.
And pray.
Benwin?
I move up once.
What?
Owlbear.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my owlbear, yeah.
You have to control your owlbear. What would you like him to do?
I want him to take a swipe at that thing that's attacking him. The
fire
elemental,
guy?
Yeah.
All right.
I roll just a d20 for him here.
Yep.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay. We wanted
that's
to get. We wanted
that's
to
because
get,
all that fur soaks up the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to roll again because he gets two attacks. That's one claw.
Oh, wow.
11 on the second one.
Okay.
What about that beak?
What about that beak, though?
Them beaks, though.
No, it's a two claw, and then...
If he had hit with a second claw, he would have attacked with the beak. No. So you rake him. He takes a shit ton of damage.
Oh, okay.
And
free beaks.
That fire elemental is not looking good.
Nice.
For a fire elemental, right?
Right, yes. Sorry, Benwin.
All right, I'm going to move up one to the exercise room.
Yeah. Just fill that doorway that with evil beams.
And I'm going to shoot...
Turn the hose on.
The death ray.
Yeah, he has death and disintegrate, right? You got rays for days.
I got rays for days. So I'm going to do death at the Myrmidon. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Myrmidon.
Ooh.
That is a 7.
All right, that is not enough to get through its armor.
Oh, wow, okay.
You can fire again.
That's right. I keep forgetting I have three attacks.
Yep.
Okay, that's
okay. 5.
You got one more.
Sorry. This is going to be great.
Can't be lower.
11.
Nice.
Okay.
We're moving in the right direction. I like this.
11 does not get through its armor.
Shit!
Wow, this thing is serious beam.
Fuck this thing!
Is it demoralized? Because that's a lot of beams, even if you don't get hit.
It's just, oh.
Oh, man.
I have a Daft Punk concert in there.
All right. All right, now I got to work. I mean, I don't think that there's, I think I need to engage in this thing, right?
Oh, you think so?
Yes. So.
Uh-oh. Trubs.
Yep. I take one last look at the screens.
Yep.
And I make my action. So if I run, can I go two squares?
Sure.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
The Shrine of Timora.
Yeah, now's a good time to pray.
All right. Then we have Minsk. Minsk will step in to fill the void left behind by Jim.
Boo will finish his eyeballs once and for all.
And he will throw himself at the fire elemental, and he will hit it twice.
At the Myrmidon? Or
the Myrmidon, sorry. Yeah.
Please kill the Myrmidon.
It's still alive. And then this metal guy, or sorry, Viari, you're up.
Okay. Which one of these looks more severely, like, close to the edge?
Myrmidon.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm going to take him out.
You can get up on him, yeah.
I don't know if I want to use this fucking flaming dagger on a flaming thing.
Maybe don't cut. Maybe don't use a jet of flame. But I mean, it sounds. I bet it's pretty good.
Yeah. Of course, I'm going to use the dagger.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize for that.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's an 18.
That's going to do it.
All right, good. Not 18.
Not 18. That is a
all right.
Lower than 18.
Yes, you are going to hit it.
Okay.
When you strike it,
now this
it turns into a god.
Honestly, this is longsword, and this would have been the dagger, so the dagger does not hit.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
just to be
honest.
Why? Why did you tell him that?
I gotta be fair.
See, how?
How?
Gotta be fair.
Damages.
Now, does the flanking thing still affect sneak attack?
Yeah.
So I can. Okay.
Yeah.
So 1d8.
Mm-hmm. Need some of that sneak?
I don't know.
Sneak. I don't either.
Hey.
I'll take that. That's 10, 20.
Nice. All right. It is destroyed.
Good. Oof. It's the worst.
Wow, you have some powerful morals.
That's right. So use it next time and hit with it. So, what's next?
For all I know, it was going to teleport my whole arm away. So, I'll try to build up some karma first.
Let's see. We are with the bad guys. This fiery guy is going to retaliate against this fire-hearted guy is going to retaliate against you.
Okay.
But, alas, I don't think he's going to hit with a. I want to say a 13 versus AC.
No, I'm safe.
Okay. He will attack you again and hit that time. And it does 9 piercing damage. I'm sorry, 10 piercing damage plus 3 fire damage.
Okay, I've got uncanny dodge once around, so okay. I can use that then?
Sure.
So does that mean 5 and 1 or 2 fire?
That's
you round up
one.
Or down?
1. Okay. Yeah. Well done. These guys have marched into the other room. The fire elemental is going to retaliate against the owlbear.
The owlbear?
No, the fire.
It's white.
Oh, what color is the fire?
Oh, what color is the fire elemental?
Fire elemental. What color is the flame of the elemental?
You started this, Chris.
I know, but it's clearly orange.
Yes.
Orange flame.
That's right.
Magenta.
Magenta.
Right. Here it comes.
By the way, I love the lavender. The lavender beholder. That was a very nice choice.
Well, that's the beholder for this season.
Oh. Only pastels after that's Labor Day?
Yeah.
All right. And Vanifer will go.
Should I get unchandeliered?
She crawls out from under the chandelier and stands, and she detonates a ball of green flame. That fills the chamber.
Uh-oh.
I need Viari to make a dexterity saving throw.
What ho.
Oh. That ho.
Hold on.
Right. This one.
I've got all the pluses on this. No, I have like plus 10, I think.
Aren't I the best?
16.
16. That is going to do it.
Woo!
Wow.
Save right. for none with evasion.
Oh, jeez. Fuck. Okay, well done.
But in a completely enclosed room, he has now
he
saved for you dodge. Somehow.
Yes.
What
he
about
became
my bear?
Adams and then went back together.
He went up into the chandeliers.
Yeah. His natural home.
Yeah.
As the flame fills the room, you see Minsk. He just sort of covers up his little hamster, crouches down in a little ball
hamster
as the fire
guard position.
Just covers and practically incinerates the armor right off his back. You can see that he's all blackened and scarred and just sort of smoking when all is said and done. He took the full brunt of the damage.
Ugh.
Your owlbear just sort of goes, woo, and disappears.
Okay. Aww. I still have the token, though, right?
Yeah, it's lying on the floor.
Okay.
You make kind of a...
Exactly.
He did good work.
Yes, he did. All right, and that's it for them.
He's like, I'll be back.
God damn it! Everyone's had one but me!
It's going to work out for you, buddy. It's going to work out. You'll get yours.
Jim?
Yes.
7 points.
What
Van,
I would...
why are you wearing Patriots shit? You lost a bet? A lot of us did.
Double moving?
Yeah. Can I still cast...
Actually, if you ride your broom, I'll let you move too as a single.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ride my broom in there. But
right. Side saddle, right?
Yeah. I slip off as I come in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, slap. So,
hey. Oh, yeah.
And I cast friends on this guy. I want to cast friends on him.
Hi.
Does friends work
against a saving throw?
Just sit tight. Yeah.
Fire.
But I have advantage. It says that I have advantage on all charisma checks, so I actually want to tell him, "Hey, listen, this did not go to plan. Time to execute a fast withdrawal." Seems like how she would talk.
Yeah.
And you
all
look like
I have advantage. So do I roll for it? It says I have advantage on all charisma checks.
I'll let you make the charisma check first.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yep, yep. So right now you look like Vanifer, right?
If that fails, you can spellbind him.
I get advantage, so I can do it again, right?
Yeah.
What's the cha?
It's 11.
Is that is it pure persuasion?
No, that seems to only incur his anger.
Okay, so with friends, it only lasts for a second, and then he becomes the opposite of friends.
Yeah.
So, but I look like her.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And she's not in that room, so
no.
he's stupid and confused.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so he looks like he's going to do what you tell him to.
Okay.
In fact, he will move back if that's what you want him to do.
Yeah, I want. I say we're getting out of here.
Go home.
At which point you hear her yelling at him.
Sure.
Where the fuck are you going?
It says when friends wears off, the creature realizes that you use magic to influence its mood and becomes hostile towards you.
There you go.
I bet.
All right. Benwin.
Yep. I move right on in. Yep. And I'm going to...
Does this have any area? Does it have any area of effect? Or is it all rays?
It's all rays.
Just rays.
Okay.
Rays all the way down.
Right.
Yep.
Is there a difference between a ray and
a
beam?
Can you move Portentia up too?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna disintegrate the snake man.
All right.
First attempt.
Oh, Jesus.
Nope. Second attempt.
Yes.
Nice. Hit?
All right, yes.
So now he's hit, right?
So, yeah, he's hit.
Does he disintegrate?
I need you to roll 10d10 damage.
What the fuck?
Robots. This is modern living.
One, two, three.
Why are we running around in dungeons all the time?
If you drop him to zero, he's completely disintegrated.
All right, hold on a second. So that's 8, 9, 10, 20.
Yes.
26.
27.
27. So remember 27.
Yep,
okay.
I got it.
27, 37.
Woo!
47. Plus numbers. You do that?
61.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Jeez.
You disintegrate his ass.
Yes. I figure it starts out like the wide beam.
I worked super hard to create an elaborate scheme where he would murder his own boss.
I didn't know, because I'm in there, and Klugo's like, now he will see the superiority of our German technology.
That's cool.
All right, Portentia will lumber up and hit the guy.
Third attack.
Oh, yeah,
all
third
right,
attack.
Another ray.
Well, I wouldn't want to screw up your plans, but disintegration ray. Because that's awesome.
Who are you targeting?
That's the ray, yeah, that's the ray
the,
of the year.
Fire elemental.
All right, you're going to hit.
Noice.
Yeah, roll a big pan full of dice.
That's a one.
eight, 16, 21, 29.
God, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Think about how many d10s you can count.
39, 46, 49, 56.
You're a fucking wizard.
64.
Do you really just add all that?
Yep. All right. 64 points.
Yeah,
fire
but we can't
elemental goes
draw.
Poof.
Hold on a second. I drew. Because I just want to show you what I can do really good. I drew a rabbit. Can you draw a rabbit?
I... No.
That is really awesome.
That is really awesome.
Don't patronize me.
Rabbit of the year.
Rabbit of the year.
It's Rody. It's Rody, right?
All right. Portentia takes a big swing at the armored guy, but misses.
No, you don't.
Okay.
And it is Omen's turn.
All right.
I need help.
Everything is fire.
So if I run, that's basically like my turn, right?
If you go two, yeah.
If I go two?
You probably get a heal at the end of it.
Can't you dash for double move?
That rules.
No. Here, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in and see you, Jim.
Boom, boom.
Healing word is sort of outside the continuum of regular actions, right? Can I get a free one of those at the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to run in super fast and then like put my hands on my knees and like pant for a second and then kick out the healing word, but I'm going to cast it two levels higher to give him a buff.
It needs to be significant.
Oh my God, I don't know he's Jim.
That's right.
Whoa.
Meta.
No.
Oh,
no,
too
same
bad
team.
You can't attack.
Same fucking team, guys.
You sons of bitches.
And he probably has his back to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's...
Even worse, she seems to have stolen Jim's broom.
Yeah.
Double axe to the back.
But Jim loves his broom. He would never let someone take it.
Unless Jerry, it was some sort of clever ploy.
You can't tabletop this.
Table talk. All right.
This is the person that brought all these people in after an hour of fighting.
All right. That's my fault. That's on me. All right. You win.
Oh, perception check to hear somebody running up behind you?
Yeah. Yeah.
19.
All right, yeah, you do see Omen coming up behind you. He's not the most stealthiest.
I turn and look at you with my purple eyes.
She's coming on to you, dude.
She got contacts.
She got contacts? I open my mouth and a dove flies out.
Oh, it's definitely Jim.
Yeah.
It's definitely Jim. I see that now.
Yeah, if it has to be either a dove or a load of shit, one of the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Enjoy your 8 hit points. It's not the best heal I got after running up
the
here, motherfucker.
Fuck?
That's what's up.
All right. The two
lava... Better than a double axe to the back.
The two lava children will jump on Jim and begin pummeling him. One of them rolled a 18 versus AC.
But they don't know who I am. Or they saw the dove?
What's that?
It could be...
They saw the dove.
They saw the dove.
All right.
Racial hatred against doves.
Yeah. How much did... What?
What's your AC?
What did you roll?
18 and 9.
The 18 hits.
Okay. And then the second guy will miss you twice. So you're hit once...
Turn to metal.
I can't turn to metal.
That makes him immune to them, not the other way around.
You take 8 points of damage.
Awesome.
That's like in Super Mario, you get the mushroom and
right.
then you get hit again.
Hit in
right now, right now.
Immediately.
All right. The fire cultist is going to set off a magical detonation of green flame.
He's
going to
set it off.
Green flame!
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
There was a light.
Oh,
there's a light?
Oh, nice. Next. Oh, there you go. Bathe us in your glory.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, jeez.
Emerald Lord.
All right.
Oh, God, it's terrifying when you can see him.
Yeah. This is not an all-engulfing green flame.
No.
This is just like a flame that... Thank you. This is a green flame. That he just launches from his hands and engulfs Jim in an aura of green flame.
That's right, okay. So that seems horrible.
Do I need to save or something?
So he's going to try to make an attack roll against you. He did not roll well.
Thank God.
That attack was only an 8.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
All right. And then it is this metal guy's turn. Viari. He's going to swing at you, and he rolls a 20.
Ooh.
That's high.
Cunning.
I think we're going to cunning jump.
Okay.
Uncanny dodge. Close.
All right.
Cunning jump.
He'll do a total of 9 points of damage plus 3.
Okay.
All right. And then it is... What? Jim.
Yeah. It would be.
Now, these guys, they're not... on fire or
no.
red. They
no.
just look fleshy.
They're yes. just from there.
Yes.
So I think like your fire is good on these little dudes. They're immune to metal, not fire. You made your
Wouldn't
check.
They take half damage from fire, don't you think? Well, I did check to see what they are. Like,
well, yeah, you know what... You know,
they're magma men.
They've got some resistance to fire, at least.
Mm. All right, well, I got to try. That's all I got. I'm going to go with a scorching ray. So I got 3 rays.
Yep.
Yeah, here comes the first ray on the little guy in front of me. What is this? Plus 6.
Oh,
shit. 11?
Nope.
Second ray. Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
That's a superior ray.
Third ray. against the cultist.
Nice.
Yes.
That's better.
All right. Damage.
Right, Murray. That's 2d6 fire damage for each guy.
What color?
My flames are purple, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry. Again, what are you going to do? They're purple. 6 damage.
Okay.
On the lava child?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 damage.
Okay. They each take a little bit of that.
That blue.
Okay. It's purple. It's purple.
Even the audience gets one.
Can I duck back out?
The troll is like shaking the bars of his cage.
You can pull the pin on the troll and get the fuck out.
Yeah, I go, are you ready, boy? Are you ready? Huh? Are you ready?
You're going to mage hand that bolt.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you
I
flip
let it. Loose.
The cage opens. The troll comes screaming out.
And attacks you.
And eats you. Oh, this is a good positioning.
All right. He makes 2 attacks on the lava child. He just sort of picks one up and eats it.
And burps.
He's going to have firea tomorrow.
Killing it.
Okay, so now Scott has 2.
Benwin.
All right.
Man, turn on the death machine.
I hate to do this, guys.
What's up?
But this bitch.
Beams?
No.
Well, actually, she hasn't gone. I forgot about her.
Oh.
Shit. Excuse me for a moment. 1, 2.
What?
Oh, this is awkward.
Who wore it better?
Yes.
Sister?
And she's done.
2 squares.
Now it's my turn.
Yes.
Well, she's gone.
You probably got line on.
Yeah. Do I have line of sight on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hunger
just float
Games?
This thing over into the doorway. Lean it in.
I just kind of stick it. I'm like, hi. all right. So I will do death ray.
All right.
So save. Basically, save. Is it save or die?
Is it
save? Well, it's necrotic damage. And
okay.
Noise.
Yep.
Oh, good roll.
Oh, that's necrotic, all right. Son.
All right. 8d10. Necrotic.
8d10?
Yep.
Lord.
Jesus Christ.
We may have to go down to chest.
Don't let anyone else get this thing. Do your thing.
21. Is that a 9?
Yep.
36, 8, 43.
Makes no sense to me.
You're a wizard!
He did!
It amazes you too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
You vaped him.
Did I vape him?
He dies.
Nice.
Thud. All right.
Yeah, 2 more actions, man.
2 more
damn
actions.
Rays.
Just start pounding buttons on
them. Can I line of sight this guy? All right.
Good choice getting out of that room, by
Definitely.
The way.
Yeah, thanks.
Otherwise.
Oh, whoa, shit.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't use your steel ray.
What?
Don't use your steel ray.
He's dead. Yeah, one more ray. Gone.
I got one more ray,
wheel this
but
thing.
There's no one in here to kill.
Actually,
there is.
Yeah, there's an armor guy.
Oh.
I snuffed out one of the armor guys.
Yeah,
the
just
other
wheel
one's
it around.
You can eat, you can eat, you can eat, you can eat.
Death ray! That's going to be a hit.
A hit.
Roll a handful.
Come here, math man.
10, 22.
Sorcery.
let's see. That's 30. 36, 43.
He's probably just making up numbers. And
I know. But we're so impressed.
All right. 43 takes him down. When he does, you see the fire in his chest pulsate.
Yeah.
And then it explodes.
Oh,
shit.
Sending out his armor like burning shrapnel.
Oh, wow.
So you had the right way to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but don't worry. You're inside a metal thing.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dexterity saving throw.
Oh.
Pretentious fine. Minsk is a legendary badass.
She's fine.
I think everybody's gonna be good.
Yes.
29.
Okay. Are you being all of 80 again?
Yeah.
Okay. Matrix.
All right. Well.
The shrapnoids just right over the top.
The good one.
Minsk gets all these bits of metal stuck in him.
But it looks cool, right?
Yeah. Portentia also
a metal person, so
you see Portentia just get like flayed by bits of metal that sort of shoot right through her.
No! I've killed this lady.
You see her sort of stagger and fall over.
Jesus.
All right.
We're like oil and water.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh.
As metal comes flying through the glass window of
the eye.
Central eye.
Oh, shit. No, it's like Wash at the end of Serenity. You're a leaf on the wind.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Too soon, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I know.
Okay. You take 33 points of damage, and a piece of metal just sort of embeds itself in your face.
Wow.
Can you see this? Is this visible?
Should I go to a doctor?
You know how much health points I have?
You have 69.
69, dude.
All right.
Ow!
All right. You see a big chunk of that shrapnel fly through the central glass eye of the beholder, and then this sort of splash of blood on the window.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm okay!
Omen.
Oh, man, I got. This is very important.
Oh, is he hurt?
As German soon as he cares about the German dwarf, I'll mention him.
Oh.
Well, here.
So, I am a German dwarf.
So do I... See, how do we do this?
Yeah, you see Klugov on Iron Storm next to you saying, Ach, mein Leben.
All right.
My love?
I push. I got to go into this intern test area. I got to move in with...
You're going to come...
I have to move in with Vanessa.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
Kill us both, Spock.
Yeah. I'm going to cast Healing Word. Or no, not Healing Word. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Yes.
Two levels up because Jim, I think, is hosed. Is
yeah.
That, would that be accurate? Okay.
It's totally true. Your last heal was completely negated.
Yeah, which one's Jim? The one at the
burn? 15.
Oh, yeah.
Purple eyes.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so 24. Glad I'm not the only one.
24.
Oh, that's awesome. Jesus, I'm back up to full health. You see what I start with?
But it is like the most perfunctory cure wounds that has ever been cast. Like, I walk in, and I just, like, hold my hand over here, and I, like, with Jim, and I have the heal, and then at the end, I just kind of push him away. Because this is all about this relationship right here.
All right, she turns to you and she says, look, I think I may have overreached myself here.
Yeah, no shit.
She says, I have a lot of sway within the Flaming Fist. If you like, I can arrange it so that they don't trouble you any further.
I have a lot of sway in my two-handed maul.
She says, but if you kill me, the Flaming Fist will keep on coming and you will never have a sanctuary here. You can count on it. You need an ally among us. I could be that ally.
Vanifer. I cast Zone of Truth.
In exchange, all I want is my dagger back.
Gee, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. In my pack, you understand that the pack that Omen wears is available in the company store. An exact replica, and one of the things it has in there is a quick quill and a preordained contract written in my favor.
We kill this bitch. 3 minutes left.
In the Zone of Truth, she has finished her thing.
Yes.
This is I can guarantee its veracity. I say, do you intend for those in my care and employ to come to harm? Are you being truthful when you say that you will be a genuine ally?
You're in the
Absolutely.
Corner and you're like, I like my little pony.
You will have elemental evil on your side when you command it.
Is this whole room a truth zone?
Yeah.
I fucked your sister.
No, it has to be a thing where, like, I look over at Jim, and then she looks over at Jim, and then we look back at each other because the adults are talking. Yeah. I have the troll come in. I have the troll come in. And I have him lay his palm out flat like this. And I lay the contract right in the flat part of it.
Yep.
And I tell her to sign it. I say, don't even read it. Just sign it.
She signs it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man, now,
is there any way that we can, like, move these around and, like, turn one upside down and just dump all these corpses out? is there a cleaning setting, like, on the finer ovens?
I'm sure Ray's got some kind of a...
You know what? Just Ray needs every last one of these organs.
Yeah, he does.
Omen, you get word that your sister has been hurt.
Yeah,
you
I'm on it.
You get word that the sister has been hurt.
Shut up. Tip, tip.
Yes, you can see she's strapped into this metal automaton, and she's got bits of metal that sort of burned into her.
Yeah, I'm like,
something killed her, man. There was nothing I could do.
He's got a big shard.
He's got a saw blade sticking out of his head.
Out of the back, like, not even looking, just like I put it just behind me like this.
It got bad in here.
Just like this.
Shit got real, man.
Here, I call for the inventor of this.
I look over and I go, "What'd you do?"
To come out and decouple her from it.
All right.
In a safe way.
Yep.
It's decoupled, so it's not
you. The whole time she's like, yeah.
Wait.
That's it.
With Patrick Rothfuss, everybody.
With 30 seconds to spare.
Incredible.
All right.
Okay.
She says, Omen, I saw my whole life flash before my eyes, and I slept with Jim.
Yeah, I keep hearing about this.
Well, we didn't sleep.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
I won't lie to you anymore. I won't lie to you anymore. I came here under false pretenses. I worked for the dragon cultists under false pretenses.
I saw your mask.
I work for our sister. She wants to buy Acquisitions Incorporated.
He has another sister?
There's two. You see?
And scene.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.